Hello and welcome to Fatima Today. This show is produced by the World Apostolate of Fatima, USA, Our Lady's Blue Army, and brings topics to you, our viewers, related to the events in the world today. We live in tumultuous times when logic seems to have disappeared and uncertainty hangs over us. Our hope on these programs is to address the issues of the day and find solutions through adherence to the laws of God, especially through the message of Fatima. We ask that you subscribe to this podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show. We're coming to you today from Fatima, Portugal, our home. We, of course, the World Apostolate of Fatima, USA, Our Lady's Blue Army, is part of the Public Association of the Faithful, as our your viewers know. And of course, we're very connected with our apostolate here in Fatima. We're coming from the library of Domus Pacis, Fatima Hotel, our hotel retreat center here. And hope you'll join us when you're at our website, bluearmy.com, many pilgrimages that we're bringing here. But a big part of who we are, as again, we are a public association as the U.S., the apostolate in the United States, but we're part of the International Association of the World Apostolate of Fatima International. Again, I have as my guest today the people who make a tick, who run our secretariat here in Fatima, Nuno Prezeres and Ana Reis, and it's so great to be with you here. We communicate regularly, but it's always good to see you in person when I'm here. And thank you for taking the time to do this show.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
I guess, where do we start? Well, I guess for people to understand that, where are we, how are we doing on an international level? I mean, where has your major outreach been? Give us a rundown, if you can, of what's going on in the different countries and where you see, progress. I mean, people see our progress regularly because of our media, and we always refer to being part of the international apostolate. And I am regularly in contact with people like in Africa, some of our apostolate, and the Philippines and England and that. But again, you have your finger on the pulse. So a little update on how we're doing as an international organization.
Yes. Well, as you know, Dave, our World Apostolate of Fatima, being an international organization, operates in many countries. Yeah. We have a substantial presence in about 50 countries, and then we are present in more than 100, but of course some of them are not so well structured, so they are kind of in a growth in process. The reality is that we see, also because of the states of the world, that the more the world is in despair or in suffering or affected by wars, the more the message of Fatima becomes relevant for people's life. Right. And so we can say that our World Apostolate of Fatima is dynamic and is very active, is growing. Maybe we would say, well, just like it happens with our church, maybe in European countries it's not as active or as it was in the past, whereas if you go to countries in Asia, for instance, Philippines or India or in Africa, Tanzania, Nigeria, Cameroon, Ghana, you see, an explosion of devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in particular, the understanding that the message of Our Lady of Fatima actually has a key role for their lives, and also because it's a call for conversion, it's a call for prayer, and countries like, I can give you the example, I've just been last year in Tanzania, and we gathered there for an international regional congress.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, there were people from different African countries, and countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo or Burkina Faso, which are at present being affected by civil wars. These are the people and the Catholics who are closer to God through Our Lady, because they know that peace depends also on the way we trust ourselves into God and we follow the message of Fatima. So basically we can say that it's an apostolate that is being active. We had, as you know, we were here in 2022, a General Assembly, gathered many people. We elected a new board of trustees that are now running the apostolate at the national level. And we see that really these are people committed to spreading the message, to living it. We have appointed regional coordinators because since we are a big organization, in order to work in a better way, we work by regions. So we have six regions. We have coordinators that operate, let's say, the what we call it, the, our working plan. Mm-hmm. And then from time to time, we come together, we report. I mean, we are at the secretariat. We get so many beautiful reports from countries. And just to finish answering your question, good news, we have just opened the World Episode of Fatima in Denmark just a few weeks ago. Right. It's really, you know, a sign of hope as well, because Europe lives times of difficulty with this war going on in Ukraine. And the fact that a country like the Kingdom of Denmark,
not very Catholic.
Not very Catholic, exactly. Right, and they want to have the World Episode of Fatima there, and they want to promote the message of Fatima, I think is a sign of hope for our times.
I think it very much is. I mean, of course, I don't think, you know, two days don't go by where I don't communicate with somebody in Africa, our president, Michael Ogunu, and our international president in Nigeria. And I always have a soft spot in my heart for these people because they are living the faith. They're living, they're fighting, you know, for the faith. And that really is so beautiful. I mean, of course, you know, I served, as you know, on the international board from 2008 until 2022.
Right.
And it was beautiful. I mean, and we've, of course, known each other for many, many years. And you both are 20 years now.
Exactly. Right.
So I saw a picture of those two young people at her. Who are they?
You know? Yes, it's a long time.
But I remember that 2004 when you came on and the transition into being a public association of the faithful. And there's there really is a responsibility that goes with that, especially now because there's so much criticism of the church and the Holy Father and everybody, you know. And, you know, we are an imperfect people at all levels in our faith, in our apostolates, in our faith, you know, even people in the hierarchy, okay, we're all, but the church goes on, okay? And I think that's the whole point, and that's what we're so focused on. I think at least we should be focused on remembering who we are, that we are Catholic, and this and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, okay?
Right.
We have to remember that.
Exactly.
Yes. Of course, you two grew up here, Anna, you know, well, you lived in Germany for a good part of your life, but you know, your family is from here, as you've told the story many times.
Yeah.
And in both cases, you know, and I'm sure that must kind of affect you on a daily basis. You see what this place has become. You know, this somewhat commercial center now, which just stands to reason with all the people coming, you know. And how does your family feel in general, in your case, Anna, how do they feel about it?
Yes, of course, we saw Fatima grow.
Yes.
In our family, as well as Nuno is from Fatima too.
Yeah.
And we got also this heritage, these stories that our grandparents gave to us. Yeah. They knew the little shepherds, they knew the families, they lived that times. And still people here in Fatima, they live very much this message of Our Lady of Fatima. Yeah. And that this is also something that we like to pass to the people that come here to Fatima. The Fatima pilgrimages are growing.
Yeah.
Every year we get more and more pilgrims. So this is really a sign how important the Fatima message is.
Yes.
And so part of our work is also to receive the pilgrimage groups here in Fatima, to accompany them, to help them with all the logistics. We have a beautiful house here, Domus Pacis, who is open to everybody.
Yeah.
And this is part of our work, which we really enjoy doing, because it's bringing the message of Our Lady of Fatima to the people.
That's correct. And that really is, that is our goal. We always say to get people to learn, live, and then spread the message of Fatima.
Right.
Because it is more relevant today than it was in 1917.
Right, and we receive people from all over the world. We are expecting now a group coming from the Czech Republic, and we are expecting people this year from England, from Germany, from the United States, pilgrimages that will come through you.
And we have a number of them coming, that's right.
From Ghana, so really from all over
like
the world.
Ghana, I think that is so beautiful when these people in these third world countries that do not have a lot, they don't have the resources, what a sacrifice it is for them to come. And that's why it's our job, you know, as maybe the owner of this house and as the people, the official face of our apostle, to really welcome these people, encourage them.
Yes.
Now, I'm always, whenever we have our assemblies, our general assemblies and that, I just love interacting with third world people because you know, they're, it's just so strong in their hearts to be there.
Yes, it's really a sign, I mean, of their faith, and it's a, it comes at the end of the day, it comes to what we call our priorities. You know, these people, you know, they really sacrifice sometimes to travel to Fatima.
Okay.
I mean, making a pilgrimage to this place is, of course, wonderful and can change your life, really. I mean, we know that not everybody has that opportunity to come here very often, as we do. We live here. You, Dave, come here quite often. But the fact that if you really want to have that experience, and sometimes you know that you have to make that sacrifice, even putting aside some money, your savings, because at the end of the day, it's Our Lady. It's Our Lady calling you, it's your mother. And this faith for us, I mean, we are here, and anytime we meet these people, we, you know, we grow in our faith, because we say, well, these people, you know, they come from a far distant country, and they come to celebrate, to pray. Of course, with many petitions in their hearts, they come to pray to Our Lady many times for peace in their countries, for their in their families. But we really see, you know, the dynamism of the message of Fatima. Although, you know, the apparitions took place more than 100 years ago, it's still there. If you read Sister Lucia's memoirs, you understand, you know, this is for us today, you know. And maybe the problem is that over the years, we have not given enough importance to the message, and so it's still time, and that's the mission of the World Apostles of Fatima, to spread this message and to tell people, you know, this is a path that God is offering you, you know, to have a better world, really. That's what we
absolutely
need.
That's really what it is, and this is what the Fatima message is all about, and that's why I think as a public association, why it's so important for us to remain Orthodox in what we're doing, you know, because we are bringing the authentic message of Fatima, not the sensational things that everybody's jumping on nowadays. You know, yes, the world's in terrible shape. Yes, these things can all happen. Yes, nations could be annihilated. We know this is all out there, okay? But, you know, is it possible that these greater or worse things, I should say, have not happened because there were at least enough people that were keeping the hand of God back, okay? But you don't want to keep His hand back so we continue to sin. We have to amend our lives. We have to, that's what the Fatima message calls for, conversion. It's about conversion. Life is about conversion. That's the Christian message. We were given that, you know, work towards your salvation day by day. The past is the past, forget your sins, move on. Repent, go forward, and help others to do the same. And that's what our apostolate's about, you know? Giving people, I mean, you know, we hear great stories too about conversions. People come to our shrine at the National Blue Army Shrine in New Jersey. And just some of the stories that I mean, I could go on for 10 shows just talking about some of these testimonials that have come. Our chapel, we have the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal there now, Father Luke Fletcher and Brother Pius Gagne, and they've just been a blessing. And of course, they came there. I credit the late Father Andrew Apostoli, who is you know, just my dearest friend, you know, it's just, you know, we miss him. It's been several years since he passed away, but he was so connected to Fatima and so connected to our apostle. Of course, he was here for conferences we've done.
Several times.
You both knew him. And I think, you know, it's his legacy, which is now helping us, you know, the shrine. And it's just, it's really, it's great. But these are people understand that our shrine as an extension of our apostolate is a place where people come and experience Fatima. And our founders, our co-founder, John Haffert, was a dynamic individual, you know, as you know, maybe criticized by some, but that was who he was. He was a very strong individual out there. And he wanted two things, to bring, you know, Fatima to the people and then bring people to Fatima. That's why he got into a travel company. That's why he bought a Boeing jet, I mean, everything, because he wanted people to come to Fatima. And, and thousands of people came here, in, especially throughout the 80s, you know, 70s and 80s, and even 90s. And then, you know, the numbers are a little different today, but the church is different today, too.
The church is different, but our mission has not changed that much. I mean, well, although we maybe have less means now to do certain things as we had in the past, but indeed, that's the purpose of our existence. And I would like to also to say this. We are an apostolate that we work with the church. I mean, we do nothing without the church. We work with our pastors. And of course, we are an ecclesia movement, so we are here to help the church's mission of evangelization. It's just like many other groups that help in the parish. You know, the Fatima Apostolate is there to help people, of course, to get closer to God, to grow in their faith. But since we believe this message that was given to three little shepherds here in Fatima, and which, of course, Saint Francisco and Saint Jacinta, they died very, very early after they had the apparitions. But even during those 2-3 years they lived, you know, they really incarnated that message. And I always think for myself, I mean, if these three little children, I mean, I'm talking now about Saint Francisco and Jacinta, who died very young, they were able to really to live that, and they were just, you know, 9-7 years old. So what about us? You know, we have given, thanks be to God, some shorter, some longer time to live. And what are we doing with this message that we receive, with this treasure? Of course, it all conveys and invites us to go to the gospel of Jesus. That's the purpose of the message of Fatima. And in that way, we help the church in her mission of evangelization. That's an important aspect of our apostolate.
Well, we are
we
the
have
church.
So many means nowadays.
Well, we do.
Do
I mean, just what we're doing here.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
You get the word out. You know, we have so many publications, which, of course, people see on the table here. You know, your beautiful Centennial magazine, you know, Our Soul magazine, which we now no longer print. You can, you know, your magazine, the international magazine, I say yours, but, and for years, this is how word got out. Well, now it's out through electronic means, through and not only, you know, not only is it through these podcasts and things, but just the little blips on the phone and things like that. This generation now, I mean, that's how they get things. Well, let's meet them where they're at, and show them, you know, give them what they need to live. You know, and, you know, I remember I know, of course, many Portuguese people because, you know, how often I'm here. And people say, well, do you really see Fatima, that they're living Fatima? I say, yeah, but it's in here. It's not, it's not standing. They're not out there promoting like we are. That's our job. I remember reading an article one day. It was about, it was a young man, and he asked his father, and he said, Dad, when was the last time you told Mom and all of us that you loved us? And he got up and said, every morning when I get up and go to work, and put food on the table, and that's how you love. You don't love necessarily by saying it all the time, although it's good to hear these words, but it's how you live your life. Exactly. Okay? And that's what the Fatima message is asking us, to live our lives of love towards, and you know, to live our consecrations, for example, the consecration St. Louis de Montfort, you know, the true devotion. We live by that as much as we can, you know, and not as much as we can, and that's what we have to live by, okay? And because it's a way of life that you think everything through, with, in, and for Mary to bring to our Lord, okay?
Yes. And this was also the way that how the children of Fatima showed us the message of Fatima through their lives.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Are you willing to offer your lives in prayer and reparation for the conversion of sinners? And they said, yes. They didn't go home and think about it. They didn't talk to their parents about it. They just said,
yes, with no hesitation.
We'll do it, And you know, here we are. We think everything to death as these educated adults that we are, right? You know, instead of just saying, yes, we'll do it. Simple yes.
Right.
When Our Lady, when the angel came to her, you know, did she say, well, let me think this out. I'll go home and talk to my parents about this.
Be
it done unto me according to your word. You know?
Yes, our yes to God has to come from the heart,
it
really.
Does.
And
then,
and that's what happened with the little shepherds. And that has to be also our own fiat, our own yes to God from the heart. And as you said, you know, in Fatima, sometimes, you know, people can come and waiting, you know, to see big miracles. But I believe that the greatest miracle here in Fatima really always happens in the heart of people. And there are many conversions going on, you know, in the silence of Fatima. Sometimes, you know, people are just here, they come. People who usually are not the regular churchgoers, and they come to Fatima, and that's an opportunity for them to go for confession, to go for Holy Mass, take communion, and then maybe they will, from here, they will start a new way of living their faith. And that's what the shrine, and I believe it's the same with the shrine of the Blue Army there in New Jersey. You know, it's a place where people can come and they have a deeper experience of God, and from there recharge their batteries.
Right.
And go back with a different motivation and certainly being better people.
Well, every day, I mean, people have asked me, you know, have you ever seen miracles at the shrine? They love that, you know. Yes, every day at about 12:20, because that's when we have the Mass, and Father consecrates the host. There's a miracle every day, okay?
Yes.
So if you want to accept the reality of that, which obviously belief in a real presence is the foundation of our entire faith, miracles do happen. Now, Are there miracles that you would be looking for, like healings? And mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of spiritual healings that go on here.
Yes,
you know, because you know when you go and you give your life and your willingness to God, you know, he'll answer. Every prayer is answered. Okay. Not always the way we want it answered. Somebody says, I want to be healed. And maybe God's saying, well, maybe it's better that you're not healed for the sake of your soul.
Yes.
Okay, you know. Save my son, my daughter, my spouse. Okay. But let's save them physically, but more importantly, save them spiritually. Because that's what it really comes down to.
That's true.
And we really have to do that, you know. So, you know, I guess just like going forward, I mean, of course, we're looking at the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady, bringing us the first Saturdays, the apparitions in Pontevedra. Pontevedra, you know, maybe 4 hours from here, you know, very special. And we've always been a big part of that. What is on the docket, if you will, for the apostolate internationally? I mean, we promote First Saturdays is a huge part of our outreach there and is here. But what specially do you see coming for this special anniversary?
Yeah, well, I would say that's really a great opportunity that we have ahead of us, precisely to promote the devotion of the First Saturday devotion, which we have been doing, I mean, as an apostolate for years now. And in fact, we can say that many parishes, many communities now celebrate the First Saturday devotion. And we see that with the centennial coming up in 2025, we have now here the chance that the international apostolate will be doing that, to campaign more and more that this devotion is actually taken seriously, is known, first of all, because well, unfortunately, there are still some people that have never heard about that. They think that the Mass of Fatima, it's all what happened here in Fatima. But there were these apparitions in Pontevedra and Tui in Spain to Venerable Sister Lucia now.
Yes.
And they are so important because they are part of the message of Fatima. And the First Saturday devotion play a relevant role, you know, even I would say for today's world. So what we want to do is actually to be also writing to pastors, to bishops, to people, saying, well, look, you have here an opportunity to make a wonderful gift to Our Lady by practicing the First Saturday. If I'm not doing it yet, please start now in preparation for the centennial. And then in 2025, we also plan eventually to have an international congress with a theme that will be around the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We'll probably have it here in Fatima, of course, in this house, which is the headquarters of the apostolate, with a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Pontevedra. And everybody will be invited to join us, to have this experience, and also to know more about what Our Lady asked there in Pontevedra. Yeah. So important for us.
It's very important. I mean, that is, to me, that's the unfulfilled part of the message of Fatima. You know, I truly believe that when enough people, and whatever enough is, I don't know the number, when enough people have truly embraced and fulfilled the promises of the First Saturday's requests, we will see the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. We're in a time now where, yes, it's like building up. The tension is out there. It's from our country, here, everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just politics has just become like a blood sport, and it's sad. It's very sad, but it just shows me that evil realizes that its time is coming to an end. And I've always said that, you know, because there there have been more people martyred for the faith in the last 100 years than in the previous 19 centuries of Christianity combined. And the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that we're going to see an explosion of grace coming. I believe it'll be the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. It may not be a time of great prosperity or material or that kind of thing, but maybe it'll be tremendous prosperity spiritually for all of us. And I really believe that. And I will, you know, what I would close with is I remember being here in 2010 when Pope Benedict was here. We were all at the, in the square, and his statement that you would be mistaken to believe that Fatima's prophetic message is complete, because it's not.
Yes,
okay, and we have to work to complete it, bring it there. So, any closing comments from Anna, from you?
Yeah. So, come to Fatima. You are all welcome.
You're a good saleswoman.
We are here to help you, to support you, and nobody leaves Fatima the same way they came.
And I would say that, yeah, you leave with Fatima in your heart.
Right.
And I say that, you know, whether you come in one of our pilgrimages, which of course we want you to do, or if you come on your own, anybody who comes, we're more than happy to connect you with these two people who are here to can help you understand better what the message of Fatima is all about. You know?
Yeah. Yes, well, it's the same invitation, you know, the World of Fatima exists to fulfill a mission. We count on all of you, no matter where you are. If you are listening to us from the States, you have the World of Fatima there, you can connect. But if you are in other countries, you know, you have the International Secretariat here, or you can look for the World of Fatima National Center in your own country. Right. And if you all join efforts, certainly, you know, the spreading of the message and the living of the message of Our Lady of Fatima will bear many fruits, and so please join us. We are all together in the same mission, because it's really to help Our Lady to have and to contribute for a better world, and guide everyone to the Lord Jesus.
And I say she's a great boss to work for.
Yes, so
thank you for joining us on this podcast today. For more information, of course, come to BlueArmy.com. If you're interested in joining our pilgrimages, they're all listed there. And any information that you're looking for, if we can help you learn to understand better this message that was given 107 years ago and is more relevant today than it was then. So thank you, and God bless you.